home for the Huskies.
Touchdown, Washington!
The Kraken.
In the slot, he scores!
And the Sounders. Sports Radio 950, KJR AM and KJR FM HD2, Seattle. An iHeart radio station. Available everywhere on your free iHeart radio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one.
Pensacola, Florida, when I get to town, we're going to treat all you women the way women ought to be treated. Because the NWA and some real men are going to take that Civic Center apart, and then we're all going to be over at Rodeo. Woo! Driving the women wild.
All right, welcome to the second hour. It's Puck and it's Jim Moore with you, the go-to guy. We're broadcasting from the 4013 Flag Planting Ass-Kicking Studios. Big thanks to Softy, his $500 donation for the Apple Cup wager, raising our total now to $31,150. It's a flare Friday. It's a drag-your-ass Friday. Get out of town Friday. It's a Brian Kelly Friday as well. And I just went through his entire time there at Notre Dame, as they say up north. Not one significant victory in his time there. Not one time. Go look at his record when he played in the college football playoff for the BCS championships. He's outscored like 100 to like 14. It's not that, but it's bad.
Yeah, I remember one year when they were in the Final Four, I remember betting on them, and they were getting double-digit points, and they didn't even come close to covering.
Well, they got crushed by Alabama twice, crushed by Ohio State, and there's one more.
Hey, yeah.
Whatever. If you think he's going to go deliver a national championship down there, Scott Woodward, the old used car salesman, is not going to get his money back.
I have a feeling you're going to be rooting hard against him.
Really hard. Well, here's the other thing, too. This is me personally. I don't think too much of coaches and players that leave their teams hanging for a bowl game. Me personally. Do I think the bowl games, which one you're going to, does play a part in it? Yes, I do. But I just think that you made a commitment to that school. You asked these kids to make a commitment to you. And then when an opportunity comes up, which is in your right to better yourself, of course. But you had a commitment to those kids. I would see that commitment through.
I'm with you on that, but the timing is such that...
I understand
that. If you're going to take that LSU job and you're Brian Kelly, I'm really sorry, kids, but I have to take that. I don't like any of that, too. I hate it when coaches
leave. And I see that other side, and I see that side of it. But I also...
How about when Price took the Alabama job?
I hated it.
Did you not want him to coach a team? I didn't want him to coach a team either.
He didn't. No. Now as a fan, now I'm being a hypocrite in a way, because should he have seen his commitment through? Well, yeah, probably, right? And he did. He coached. So I guess there's part of it I guess I respect about that. But there also was part of me going, you know, screw you. But that was a delusional fan. I'm in my 20s, and I'm so mad that he left. But who could fault him? He left to go to Alabama. It's Alabama.
Right. But if I'm a Notre Dame fan, I'm thinking, really? LSU?
Get into the playoffs. A legitimate shot. Well, this isn't some like, well, we think. Listen, if Iowa can beat Michigan, if Cincinnati can certainly lose to Houston, and Georgia's going to pound Alabama. Well, that opens up their spot for them. They don't even need all of those things to happen, and they slide right in.
Yeah, I mean, usually when a coach makes a move, well, it's just it's all money with Brian Kelly. That's all it can be, because Notre Dame, LSU.
I would just ask
you have
people.
Just as good a chance of winning a national championship at Notre Dame as you do at LSU. Probably a better chance. You're not banging your heads against Alabama every year.
You know, I get both sides of it. I mean, I understand it. I mean, I understand where he, you know, he needs to go to that team to recruit right away. You know, it's a similar situation here with DeBoer going to Washington. You know, he's got a game remaining, but he's got to recruit right away for Washington. I'm just saying that although I understand where they're coming from, there is another side of it to where you have 80 other kids sitting there going, well, wait a minute. We have another game.
Right. No, there's... How do you handle it? There's no good way about it.
I guess there's no
good way. If you're a Fresno State fan, you at least look at it and go, well, okay, I guess that is a move up for him. And I mean, you're still, though, if you're a Fresno State fan, you're not happy about what's going on. Especially, you're not only losing your coach, but the coach has taken our quarterback, too.
and our best wide receiver. Yeah, I mean, I'm just from the player's perspective, you could understand how they would be upset.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Curtis Crabtree joins us every Friday at 11:05. Talk a little Seahawks football, and he's on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline right now. You can follow him at Curtis_Crabtree. It's been a while. Curtis, how are things?
I'm good, guys. What's going on?
Nothing much. Adrian Peterson. So do you think they'll roll off 6 straight wins now that they signed him?
You know, I kind of doubt the chances of that happening for this football team at this point, regardless of the fact that they added the 5th leading rusher in league history. I don't think that's going to get them there, no.
Hmm. What's the rationale for getting him? Puck and I were talking about it's hard to figure out, Curtis.
I mean, they needed some running back help, like on the roster just in general, like because with Rashad Penny and Travis Homer still nicked up and Carson out for the year and, you know, Alex Collins managing this, you know, core/groin issue he's had for weeks on end. I mean, they're short at the running back position, so they needed to add somebody. I mean, I don't know that there's all that much difference between Adrian Peterson and anybody else that you can get out there right now on the free agent line at this point in the season and all of that. But, I mean, maybe it's some nostalgia for Pete even, like to go and finally have Adrian Peterson as a part of his team. And you know, we know he's in shape and available because he was playing with the Titans and all of that. But in a lot of ways, it kind of reminds me of Dwight Freeney. And his signing with Seattle several years back where you saw that first game he had in Tennessee where he came out and he had the 100-yard game or whatever it was and then kind of didn't do anything for them in the next couple games. Dwight Freeney had that 2-sack effort in the first game he played, and the fact that he's an old NFL player, it kind of caught up to him not being able to do it back-to-back-to-back weeks, and I just think that there's some similarities between the two of those guys at this point in their career. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what it looks like. If it looks like anything at all, I'm not expecting much.
Are you at Morning Skate with Mike Benton?
I am. I have not seen Mike, but I am up here at the arena watching guys skate around a little bit.
Look at you, huh? Double. This guy does it all. Kraken, Mariners, Seahawks, sometimes Huskies. I mean, the guy's everywhere. All right.
Hey, two of the best players in the NHL are here today, and I wanted to come watch those guys, and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Looking forward to seeing them.
Is it like NBA? Do you get like a pre-game chat with those guys, like at the show?
Yeah. Skate? So they talk after the morning skates.
Hey,
so,
can you get McDavid to do a liner for us, like an ID?
I will see if I have even time to be around here before I have to go over to Pete.
You know, so we'll the see. ID, right? Just, you know, hey, this is Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid, when I'm in Seattle, I only listen to Puck and Jim on 950 KJR.
Yeah.
Because, like this one, the all-time, my favorite one is when we used to do this all the time with the Sonics. All the time. We would send it. When I was an intern, I would go over there and do it. And this is the all-time one. From the late, great Kobe Bryant.
Hey, what's happening? This is Kobe Bryant. You're listening to the Dave Softy Meyer Show on 950 KJR.
There's another one in there we got to read. I think it's Damon Stoudemire. I don't know if it's on the Vox, Chris Kidd, whatever your name is. Sorry, Chris. Damon Stoudemire. You want me to read this? Yeah, just read that. What? Yeah, it's a good back and forth. All right, Curtis, you're not here to entertain us. We're trying to ask you questions about the Seahawks.
Do you want a little bit of the news from up here real quick? Looks like no Jordan Eberle or Jaden Schwartz.
Lower body injuries.
Yeah, so they weren't out here for the morning skate. Looks like Philip Grubauer will be in net. So
I love hockey. I just love this. What do they got? Lower body? Okay, great.
Just like, which part?
Which part? Lower body. I mean, my God. Upper body.
You know, the stuff below the waist, something down there.
So Peterson, he's still on the practice squad. I mean,
correct.
I would assume he's activated for Sunday.
Well, just like you saw Josh Johnson or some of the other guys here, like they can call him up from the practice squad without needing to add him to the active roster twice. You know, those practice squad call-ups that they have before he would need to be a part of their 53-man roster. Okay. So he can certainly play this week whether he's on the active roster or not.
Okay.
Hmm. I really don't even know what to ask you anymore, Curtis. What are we supposed to expect from Russell Wilson? Is he going to target DK Metcalf this week? Will we see more from Lockett? Are they going to air it out, or are they going to continue to try and establish the running game?
Well, they haven't tried to establish the running game. Like, they don't have any carries. They're not running the football because, one, they're not doing it very well, and they're not running enough plays to get to it. Their issues offensively are not that they are running the ball too much. It's the fact that they are not passing the ball with any efficiency on third down. That is the biggest problem that this roster has. It's why they are getting outpossessed at a 2-to-1 ratio in each of the last three games. And they just can't stay on the field for any length of time whatsoever. I mean, here's a stat for you I looked up last night. The least number of plays ever run by a Seahawks team in a 16-game season was the 1991 team. They ran 924 plays in 16 games. This team is on pace to run 919 in 17 games.
Wow.
They just do not stay on the field to run enough plays. Their offenses can't stay on the field. And that's the biggest issue that they have right now. Russell is a 37% passer on third down. That's their issues. And whatever that is, whether it's not getting the ball to DK Metcalf, the lack of a running game is part of the problem, too, because they can't stay balanced in any form or fashion. Alex Collins just isn't Chris Carson, and they can't run at that level either. But that's where their issues are, is that Russell has not been nearly as good this season overall, really since the middle part of last year, and then he's had even more struggles like with accuracy and stuff since he's come back from the finger issue. So that's where the struggles on offense have been. Their offensive line's struggled in stretches too. So it kind of all goes together, but that's why this team has struggled as much as they have.
You're not eligible to win, but I will give you something. We're asking people to predict the amount of carries and yards for Adrian Peterson on Sunday. Closest to the pin will get a gift card from Jack's Barbecue. Would you like to lob in a prediction?
Sure. I'll say 6 carries, 16 yards.
6 carries, 16 yards. Okay. We've had 8 carries for 21. We have had 8 carries for 24, 7 for 23, 4 carries for 2 yards, 3 carries for 3, 9 for 28, 12 for 57. Bill says he'll just get hurt. 7 for 26, 7 for 23, 13 for 36. Damn. 360 says 9 for 63 and 2 spankings. That's Troy. Of course, you know, spankings, you know, twitching his kid. What else do we got? 8 for 33. All right. So what did you say again? 6 for 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. I think
you think Dallas will get more carries?
Probably. I mean, they haven't even gotten to like any of their backs having more than about 11 carries in weeks. So, like, I'm not expecting anyone, whether it's Dallas or Collins or Adrian Peterson, to get double-digit carries. Really, just in general at this stage.
You like the Seahawks in 3.5?
I don't like the Seahawks against almost anybody right now.
Last three games, their rushing totals, the 49ers, 156, 171, 208. They are averaging over 37 minutes time of possession. I mean, this is going to be a similar script that we'll see, that we have seen, where it's like 38 to like, what did the Seahawks have last week? Was it 18 minutes?
Their time of possession the last 3 weeks has been like 20 minutes and 40 seconds, then 19:50, and then 18:20 last week. Yeah. So it's gotten worse each of the last three games.
And don't look now. I mean, Nick Bosa's in town, 11 sacks in 11 games. He's been on fire of late. They're 6 in total defense, 6 against the pass. So if you want to try and establish a pass game this week in one, you've got one of the best, if not the best, pass rusher in the league. I mean, you know, coming at you. Look how much pressure Washington, which is a bad defense, got on these guys last week. And they didn't even have Chase Young. He's hurt. Done for the season. Now this team comes in here who's great against the pass. You saw it in the first game, even though they ended up winning that game. But in that first half, I mean, they were all over these guys. This one could get ugly. Could get real ugly on Sunday with this defense and the way they're playing, Curtis.
Well, the defense has played better over the last 6, 7, 8 games.
Talking about the Niners defense.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, the 49ers defense is plenty good enough to give Seattle problems. I mean, you don't even have to be a great defense to give Seattle problems right now, and the 49ers are certainly better than that. Bosa, their pass rush just in general, it could really cause some fits for Russell and what they try to do offensively at this point in time. It's just, it's like Groundhog Day with this team. Like, it's the same thing every week out, where they just cannot stay on the field, cannot make their third downs. And, you know, a defense that can pressure as much as they do on third down, It's not like Seattle's in like third and 15 every single time either. They are on the higher end of the spectrum on, you know, when it comes to third and longs and all that than the rest of the league. They're on the top end of it, but it's not even that. Like, they're not converting the third and fours, the third and sixes, the third and eights and stuff that are certainly manageable like you would expect them to be able to either. And so, that's the root of everything that's wrong with the Seahawks right now is third downs and their inability to stay on the field.
You think if Russell continues to struggle that we'll see Geno Smith at any point in this game?
I don't. I mean, there's been times I thought Geno gives him a better chance over the last couple games. But just because of the fact he's healthy and can do some different things than Russell does. But I just can't see them making that move to Russell. Like, given the fact that if they want to have any chance of keeping a relationship with him beyond this season, and maybe they don't. Maybe they do want to trade him and try to get some draft picks back and capitalize on that. But if the plan is to try to get your, you know, formerly all-pro quarterback back to the level of where he's been and try to, you know, move forward with that into the future, benching him is not going to be a way to manage that relationship. I mean, it'll take his agent 30 seconds to start texting all the national writers about how mad they are. So I don't see that they will do that unless they're kind of resigned to the fact that he's not going to be here anymore. And I don't think they're at that point yet.
Yeah.
I felt kind of silly asking that question, but it seems like it's a question worth asking.
Well, your personal opinion, I mean, is it status quo next year or does something give with either one of them?
I think it's truly up in the – I don't have a great sense for it right now because I think it is super complicated. There's so many tentacles of this thing that would go into consideration, like the fact of how much is Jody Allen involved as owner, like the fact that Chris McGowan's no longer all of those sort of things. Like, how does that – who even makes a – like, if they were going to make a decision with Pete Carroll and John Schneider even, if they were to go down there – Who makes the final call on that? Is Jody Allen going to be in a position to know to make that decision? And I don't know. And then if you are going to make a decision to move Russell Wilson, like, that's a pretty big call for the franchise to make. And, you know, is John and Pete going to be the ones that are going to want to go through a minor rebuild here before and put those draft picks to use and all. Like, there's so many aspects of this thing that's tough to kind of wrap your head. I think it's going to be super intriguing to watch how this offseason goes because I don't have a great sense which way it'll – I mean, I would lean towards it staying status quo and everybody being back at the end of the days and that this is a one – they would treat it as a one-off sort of we'll bounce back from this. But I don't know. I think, you know, with some of the aging players on the roster, you can – like, if you tried to continue to draw this out and keep stringing it along and say, oh, we'll get back to where we're at, you could end up being like the mid-2000s Mariners real quick. Like, the team gets old all of a sudden and then you guys are gone and you don't have the replenishment base there and all of a sudden you're really struggling for a few years. So it's a super important offseason ahead for them one way or another.
You are the best. You are a true professional, my friend. Enjoy the coverage up there at Climate Pledge. And if you can get that Connor McDavid ID, we would love you for the end of time.
Well, they're just starting to trickle their way out onto the ice right now.
Well, do your best, and it'll be well worth it. Well worth it. Thank you, Curtis. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Thanks, Curtis.
Curtis Grabtree, covering all things Seahawks.
He does a fantastic job. Look at that. He's at the
not even distracted.
Morning skate?
He wasn't even distracted.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. Were you amusing yourself?
So, anything else? Anything else?
You have the Damon Stoudemire ID? This is my favorite.
Hey, Damon, can I get you to do a ID for my radio station? Just say this is Damon Stoudemire. Now it's time for the news.
For KJR here?
Hi. Yeah, with Grouse and Gas.
This. It's yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This is their flagship station. It makes sense.
Yeah, but this is just a little thing that we do. You know, Wayne Gretzky and
Pella people.
Shaq.
I was standing right here when Kobe did it last time.
Yeah.
Say what now?
Just say your name and then just say, now it's time for In the News.
Now it's time for the news?
Yep, you got it.
This is Damon Stoudemire, and it's time for the news.
Thanks, man.
Just, I don't know why. It just cracks me up. He was so concerned to say In the News with Gross and Kaz. For who? For what? What do you want me to do? What the hell's wrong with you? I don't know. Entertain me. That's about it. All right. Okay. One more.
Anything else?
All right, fact or fiction, brought to you by the Emerald Queen next. So is this our last, do we know, is this the last fact or fiction pick? I think it is.
I'm looking at it. I think you're right. Oh, that's I don't a see bummer. Week 14 on there, so.
Thank now, you. I know he has
college
his reasons.
Season's coming to an end?
Yes, but I've always explained this to Shockey. We've got the NFL, and most people, really, there's you and I, we do a lot more college, and Ian does it more college too, but we're really the only two shows that do college consistently. Plenty of NFL games to do. Why don't we just keep it rolling?
Well,
I don't know. Hey, that's not, I'm at, that decision's above my pay grade. That's APD who makes that call.
So what happens then? Is it next week when someone can win the 10 grand?
I would assume next week we'll find the $10,000 winner.
All right.
And I'll bet you,
do you know how that
I'll
works?
Bet you a dollar it's going to be announced on the Dave Softy Mahler Show. You I think? Don't know. They'll announce it probably next week at some point at like 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I don't know.
All right.
And I don't know who's leading. I actually, it would be nice to know. I don't know who's leading or who the top three are. Should all get them in together. That's what they should do maybe today on the afternoon show is get all the top people on the air, see who they're going with these games this week and see how close it is. I mean, $10,000, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, we should get them on the air.
Would you blow the $10,000 right away like I would? Or would you try to like keep it and like invest it and try to, you know, spend it wisely?
No, I wouldn't. I probably you just look at that as just like, boy, it's just a free windfall money. That you got this money and you shouldn't have it. And so, yeah, put it.
You blow it.
Yeah, you go you to blow a casino it. And.
So would you I go think, to? Would I you think try I would, to bet and double it?
I would blow half of it.
Okay,
probably.
All right, Chris, what would you do?
Save five and invest the other five.
Okay.
Save five and invest the other five.
I have a savings account in Chase, okay. And then my E-Trade account. I would throw five okay. in some companies.
All right, there you go.
All right,
yeah, I'd blow it away. I would. This is Cougs go to the Vegas Bowl. That's the 10 grand's coming with me.
Oh, so you would just spend it on Vegas and just
the hotel,
airfare,
I lied.
Airfare.
I forgot
Vegas.
Actually, no, I'll do that. Never mind. We're good.
We coming to Vegas?
I thought about something else with the five grand, but. I'm already saving towards that.
They
goal,
are putting. So by the way, they are putting the full court press on this Vegas thing. The Wazoo.
As they should.
Jack Thompson's there, like
I
represent,
saw that
representing
with Butch.
The Cougs. They go meet with them.
So oh, yeah. They went to Allegiant Stadium, and there's Jack saying, "Hey, look at us
because
here."
Because the Pac-12 championship game tonight is at Allegiant Stadium, so they're put a whole bunch of people there to go stump for the Cougs.
I think it might work. I mean, why not?
Grease the palms. That's what they want. Just give them money. Just you know, I don't know. Give them Steptoe.
Give them Steptoe. Okay. Yeah, that would push it over.
Guys,
the edge.
What do you have you ever been through Garfield before?
Yeah, I'll bet you that would really that's the tiebreaker. That's the tiebreaker.
Is it Oaksville? Is there like an Oaksville or
Oaksdale?
Oaksdale. Gentleman, Oaksdale.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wheat farming out there.
Yeah. Now,
what do you think of that? Do you guys like dairy?
Dusty?
Cougar. No, I can't give him Dusty.
That's can't give him Dusty?
Yeah, it's off the table. Can't give him Dusty.
Yeah. The Heisman campaign for Jason Gesser out
there.
You know
who we can give him to? Wash Tuckna. We can give him Wash Tuckna.
Oh, man.
Let's give him Wash Tuckna.
I love Wash Tuckna.
Nah, you don't. Let's give him Wash Tuckna.
No, we all love Wash Tuckna, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's where you kind of feel like you're almost there. But then you realize that the sign says 67 more miles. You're like, God, son of a man, I have been driving for a long damn time, and there's still 60-plus miles to go. Yeah, Lord.
Yeah, but that goes pretty quick.
Yeah. All right, fact or fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen.
It's time for fact.
Just the fact, Jack. That's a fact, Jack.
Or fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino.
Palouse Falls?
The entertainment capital of
we
the
give
Northwest.
Him Palouse Falls?
No,
you don't want to give him, you don't want to give
no,
him Palouse Falls?
No, don't give him Palouse Falls.
All right, fact or fiction. This is our final pick brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. NFL. Let's go NFL. I changed it up on you. I was going to go college, but they're really so. I was going to do a college game that's really obscure, but then people are going to get mad, so I didn't want to do that. Let me just
look
do
at
a.
Chris adjusting on the fly there.
Well, he's a professional. This is what he does.
He's sitting in there going, Puck, you told me college.
Did I say college?
To be honest, I didn't ask Puck. I was waiting for him to give me, like, college kid, and then he's like, I'm changing up on you. It's all good.
Well, I want to take college, but you know, there's no good games left. Let's go NFL. Let's make this real quick. I kind of like the Patriots. Who doesn't like the Patriots this year? Can I admit something
Cam
here?
Newton.
Huh?
Cam Newton doesn't like the Patriots this year.
Yeah. this sounds, I'm kind of rooting for him this year. Can I tell you why?
Sure. Yeah, I can't wait.
I would have loved if you said, not really. I don't really want to know. I'll get to my story. New England plus 2.5 on the road against Buffalo. I'm going to take Mac Jones, Bill Belichick. They usually have success up there in getting Buffalo. I'm going to take the Patriots plus 2.5 on the road against Buffalo.
Fiction.
If you like that, fact to 49451. If you like the go-to guy, fiction to 49451. Patriots plus 2.5 on the road against Buffalo. Fact to 49451, fiction to 49451. All right? New England plus 2.5 on the road against Buffalo. Good luck to everyone. Thank you for playing. It's been fun. We love doing this. And big thanks to the Emerald Queen Casino all year long for giving out a $1,000 weekly prize and then also, of course, the $10,000 grand prize. So, again, New England plus 2.5 on the road against Buffalo. I'll tell you what. I don't like the whole the narrative last year. Well, clearly, Tom Brady was all the championships. Obviously, he's the better. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. Because it's not all Tom Brady. He didn't win all those championships by himself. Bill Belichick is going to go down as the greatest head coach in the NFL history. How many of those games that they win early on was because of what his defense did? The strategy they put forth. I'm kind of rooting for them because I think both should go down as the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest coach of all time. I'd kind of like to see him win one and be like, it was pretty good too.
That would pretty much now, what reaffirm I see, his greatness, wouldn't
what
it?
What I want to see like everybody else, I would assume everyone else wants to see this. Please, NFL gods, give us New England versus Tampa for the Super Bowl.
Boy, who would you take in that one?
Be hard to bet against Brady. Be real hard.
Really?
But I'd be rooting for New England. Time.
I have been against Tom Brady for probably 5 years now.
And how's that worked out for you?
Not well at all.
Well, then stop doing it.
I can't help myself because Father Time is always a winner.
God, that's me and pizza.
He's always a winner.
Just stop eating the fifth slice of pizza. I can't do it.
You can do it, Puck. I believe
in you. No, I can't. Oh, my God. Can't do it.
Five?
Five?
That's not bad.
Seven? Yeah.
Don't you feel guilty, though, when you polish off a medium pizza? Like, if you polish off a small, you go, well, you know what, I'm kind of a bigger boned guy, you know, I can handle that.
A medium?
When I polish off a medium, I'm going, Jim, come on,
what
man,
about a
really?
Large? What about a large?
I probably have done that in my past.
You large?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're hitting bottom. If you finish off a large, but...
And then go right into the freezer? Do we have any Ben & Jerry's in there? Maybe just one scoop.
Yeah.
Maybe just one bite with a spoon. All of a sudden, you're sitting there in front of the freezer for 15 minutes... Just one more.
And then don't you sit there and then you sleep poorly and then you tell yourself, okay, next time I won't do that.
Yeah.
Or if I do it, it'll be at 6 o'clock, not at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, damn right. Everybody, yeah, of course you do that. All right, tweet of the day. Speaking of Brian Kelly, we have more Brian Kelly audio coming up next. All right, tweet of the day. Every day we try to find something to make you laugh, make you smile. Bring a little entertainment in your life. It's Puck, and it's the go-to guy. We are broadcasting for the final day today in the 40-13 flag-planting, ass-kicking studio. Big thanks to Dave Softy Mahler, his $500 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total to $31,150. We'll hopefully get a new sponsor starting on Monday. If you are interested, give Chris Kidd a call off the air at 286-9595. 1-800-829-0950. Text line is available as well at 49451. You can tweet us too at JasonPuckett20, at CougsGo, at CKid206. All right, we played you the Brian Kelly from earlier today. Is Brian Kelly has all of a sudden become a Southern lawyer who likes to wet his lips on a bottle of bourbon every night before he goes to bed.
You're going to be doing the same thing here, Bandon Dunes.
He has fondled many a pretty lady back in his day as that Southern lawyer. And a reminder that Brian Kelly, if we played the audio earlier, is from where? He's from Massachusetts, right outside
Everett,
of Boston.
Mass.
Yeah. Our friend, well, he's not really our friend, but at some point we should get him on because I think we play him so much. He's a comedian, Joey Molinari. Molinara. He does we've played it many times. He does a Chris Collinsworth impersonation. He does the Nick Saban, and the best thing about it, he does a great Nick Saban. So he put out a new video of a conversation between Nick Saban and new LSU coach Brian Kelly.
Hey, Brian, just wanted to call and congratulate you on the new job.
My word. Is this the Alabama slammer himself to whom I am speaking with?
This is Coach Saban.
Well, consider me flying a kite in the middle of a thunderstorm on a hot July day because I am shocked.
All right.
When the phone rang, it tickled my interest. But now, well, now, Coach, you have my attention. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Well, like I was saying, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on the new job and welcome you to the SEC, and I look forward to competing against you for years to come.
Oh, well, that's mighty kind of you, Coach. Mighty kind.
Brian, I gotta say, this doesn't really sound like you. You all right?
Let me guess, you're talking about my accent. Oh, I just can't help myself here with all this southern hospitality. It just oozes onto you like spreading butter over a hot roll on a muggy Louisiana summer day.
Brian, you've been there for a day.
Well, now, Coach, let's not rush to judgment now. Maybe if you want to talk more about it, then you and Miss Terry are always welcome to come over to the Kellys for some iced tea or maybe even some lemonade.
Well, I appreciate it, but unlike you right now, I got a program to run that's in the middle of some pretty important games, so I think I'm going to have to turn you down, all right?
I understand, but just remember, as we say here in the South, my house is like a church. Always open to all, but especially on Sundays.
That's not even a saying down here. You're from massive frickin' Tucson's.
So good. Brian Kelly.
Brian, you've only been here a day.
Jesus, Brian Kelly. I mean, the more I watch it and listen to him doing that stupid accent yesterday, I'm like, what a clown. An absolute clown. My, can we play it one more? My fat family. And
hang on, who do you want me to play? Brian or?
Brian. Can we play just that one part? You know, that really the highlighted part, but.
I'm going to find it first. Hang on.
Brian, my family. Great state of Louisiana. So glad to be here. LSU Tigers.
It's a great day to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited.
Oh, God. My family.
How could you not be smart enough to not see that people would be making fun of you for doing that? I mean, did he actually think that, hey, you know what? They're going to feel like I'm trying to blend in with everyone here and relate to everyone, and how cool is that? I'm already into the Southern hospitality thing.
Northeast elite. Is how they view him is going to fit real in a Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Sure they love come on inside and get yourself something cool to drink.
Jesus, this guy.
As long as he wins, they won't care how he
that's
talks.
That's true. Chris Egan, the tornado that is enthusiasm of Christopher Egan, who joins us every Friday at 12:05. It's brought to you by the City of Puyallup. Egan for his weekly visit coming up next.